Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
So Eric, thanks for sitting down with me. It is nearly 2024, which I think has us all kind of surprised and going, what the heck?
It's come pretty quickly, for sure.
It certainly has. The end of the year always makes everybody a little reflective, mm-hmm. right? We should always be reflective, but I think Absolutely. This time of year we have a little bit more.
For sure.
So we celebrated a big year this year.
It's been an eventful year, if nothing else. Lots going on. And yes, definitely time of year when you sit back and you go, what have I done all year long? And this year was our 75th anniversary year. So you've been very much involved in that, which has been great. But we do have a lot of things to be grateful for as an organization being around 75 years. And I think when we started that conversation about how do we celebrate the 75th year, but that's been a while ago, what is meaningful to us and how we celebrate that. And we want to ensure that we're here for another 75 years. So a lot of those conversations around what have we done to honor the past, but what are we doing to prepare and be ready for the next 75 years.
Yeah, kind of that, we're always reflecting and thankful and grateful to our community, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the theme that we kept coming back to is we certainly have persevered through years and provided care, but we wouldn't be here without our community.
Absolutely true. And as we look back on the 75 years, and there's some milestones and markers in there too, that what we look at in terms of whether it's physical space that we've expanded to, or even I was talking with a group of folks the other day about the mural or the picture of the two babies coming into the new hospital. I think that's very pronounced in terms of where we've come from and the impact that the community has on that when they see that those things out in the community. And I think it's beneficial to help all of us remember sort of where we've been. And we do all of these things together. And so it's not just HRMC trying to forge its way, but it's us working with our community to make sure that we're doing things that are sustainable and helpful to providing good quality care here.
Mural or the photo of the two babies coming into the hospital is shared with every new employee, right? Mm-hmm. So you get to go kind of tell that story a little bit to every new employee that starts at HRMC so that they do understand the long history here.
Absolutely. That is definitely a thing that we do during that new hire orientation as part of our history of where we're going. And we also talk about where we've been, but we also talk about where we're going in that conversation. But lots of cool memorabilia that we still find around as we look through some of that stuff. And it's just heartwarming to know that the community has always been there. And we as stewards of healthcare here in Huron have a great responsibility to make sure we're doing everything we can to continue to provide that great quality care.
When we talk about quality care, it takes an entire team. This year has been a year where we've introduced several new providers. So as we talk Absolutely. Through kind of our year in review here, mm-hmm. Maybe talk us through a little bit of providers that we've welcomed to care mm-hmm. for our community.
Yeah, so Dr. Octaviani joined us this year. Stephanie Vandenberg joined us this year. We have more recently, Dr. Kevin Hofer has joined us, well as Dr. Larson. So that's an effort that will be continuous and ongoing. We will always be in recruit mode and trying to find great practitioners to provide services here. So we do believe that finding the right fit is important as well. And we are always searching and looking for that next right answer.
Yes, and along with those providers that we welcome this year, a couple that we have entered into agreements with, and mm-hmm. they've been here and visited. They've loved the community, and they're mm-hmm. excited to join us. Share a little bit about those two providers and what services they might bring to
us.
Yeah,
and this is part of that initiative to ensure that we're providing the right services for our community when they need them. And Dr. Jordan Fink, who is a podiatrist, will be joining our community here in July of this coming year, and we're very excited about that. He will be a key component of what we do, not only in orthopedics, but also in wound care. And just the podiatry services that our community needs. So we're very excited about that. Secondly, Dr. Sean Schooley, who is a pediatrician, will be joining us in July as well. And we're very, very excited to have him too. Pediatrics has always been a little bit of a challenge for us to fulfill, but knowing that there's this huge need in our community to have that level of service. And frankly, I've got to take my hat off to those practitioners who have picked that up and have been willing to see our children or our youth in that level is great. And so kudos to them for picking up where they can and doing what they can to meet those needs.
Brings me a little bit to our medical staff, which we saw some changes in leadership of our medical staff this year. While we do have many of our providers right here at the Physicians Clinic, we also have the New Life Clinic in town and Horizon and several other providers that are caring for our community. Our medical staff joins together to ensure that care community-wide. Tell us about our new chief of staff.
Yeah, we welcomed as the new chief of staff Dr. Tony Lowen, who received the mantle from Dr. Nathan Lowen. So we're grateful to both of the Dr. Lowens for their support and effort. And you're absolutely right. HRMC does not take care of this community by itself. It's an entire community effort with our community partners. But Dr. Lowen is charged with helping the medical staff liaise with the administration to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our entire community, not just any particular specialty area or even just the physician's clinic, but their responsibility is community-wide. And Dr. Tony Lowen is a wonderful addition to our medical staff when he came as a new general surgeon. But he's wise beyond his years already, and we're very happy to have him lead our medical staff.
He also liaises with our administration, but our board as well. And again, new faces, exciting changes this year. We welcomed a few new people to our board, some physicians to our board.
That's correct. So Dr. Tony Lowen also visits with us at the board level as part of his role as chief of staff. But we also welcomed Dr. Kristen Hughes onto the board as a board member to obviously be part and parcel of voice of the medical staff on our board as well. And one that we're pretty excited about, Dr. Wayne Carr joined our board, who is a longtime community member and just a wonderful addition. I really appreciate his involvement and his engagement with the board. It's been great to see.
Yes. So just quickly with Dr. Hughes, would you explain a little bit the role of Dr. Hughes so that people might understand who she is?
Yeah, Dr. Hughes, you may have encountered if you happen to be in our hospital. She serves as a hospitalist. Her schedule is such that she works 7 days on and 7 days off and just covers hospital patients, which is a much needed service. Otherwise, generally you'd have primary care practitioners having to cover those patients, but she is a key component of our medical staff and how we take care of our patients.
We had not been state surveyed because of delays in surveys for a little longer than normal. Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming. We never know when it's coming, but right. 2023 was the lucky year, which is an intense survey of the hospital. Would you just walk us through kind of how that went and what that means?
Yeah, for sure. This is a survey that ensures that we're following best practice, that we're meeting the regulatory requirements, and we've been preparing for it for quite some time. And as you said, we don't know when that's going to happen, but we try to always be prepared. And so we had done a number of mock surveys to sort of understand what our gaps were of what we needed to improve. And so they came through our doors, I believe, in the early part of the year, in the spring, and as a team, we're very well prepared. We did a phenomenal job through our survey, which I was gratified with. There's always some trepidation and fear about, the surveyors or what they're going to be looking for. Do they have a particular bent on things that they're passionate about that they might focus on more so than something else? But they surveyed our hospital and found that we only had one real deficiency, which was easily corrected, and we took care of that. We also surveyed our dialysis unit as well at the time, and they did a phenomenal job in dialysis as well, and it all worked out very, very well.
It was exciting to get through that and to hear that news. Mm-hmm. I think it gave everybody a boost in the hospital to know that the work that we've been doing has been important and has paid off. Dialysis brings me to something that was widely talked about.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year for the dialysis program. They have probably have heard already, they've expanded their bed capacity to take care of more patients. The foundation stepped up. We had a total bill of about $2.5 million or so. And I had asked the foundation to see what they could do to help us. And they raised $1.2 million of that. And that was just a phenomenal effort by our foundation. But the space that they're in now is wonderful. It's a great space for them. Also allows easier access for our patients, allows us to take care of more patients. In fact, we're continuing to add to our census over there of patients that we're taking care of, which is just great. They've been recognized from the National Kidney Foundation for a number of awards. And we've got a fancy new sign up there on that building too that we're really proud about. And so should Dr. Ohm and Paul Christian as well. So an honor to them for not only their help in supporting the foundation and the dialysis program, but really being able to bring that stuff home. We're very excited about that.
So with the fundraising for the dialysis expansion, it took a lot of support from the community. Mm-hmm. We did some fun events as well as in addition to traditional fundraising. So Food Truck Wednesday was the first HRMC involvement in that. We co-hosted as an organization and the foundation had some fun with that.
Yeah, we also partnered with that event to do a Dunk-a-Doc, which our providers volunteered without much compelling at all. They were very willing and wanting to participate, and it was fun to see them out there, and I hope the community had fun dunking a dock, and it was just a wonderful evening for everybody.
Yeah, it was great.
And yeah, they weren't even medical doctors for that either, but it was great. I mean, Dr. Steinhoff, for example, out of the school district was there, so. It was wonderful. It was great.
So speaking of food, Food Truck Wednesdays, that was a great event.
Yes.
Again, you know, our community does a
Looking
wonderful
job.
Looking
forward to it again next
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, expansion, right? We were mm-hmm. ready to see some more food trucks there. It was great. We have had some changes around here as well regarding our food service as mm-hmm. well as our environmental services. And right. so that was a big change for us.
Yeah, and that's really what it's about is to find the best practices out there that we can align to. For a long time, we've been working with our environmental services group and our food services group to make sure that we've got adequate staffing, that we understand what the regulatory requirements of all of that is, and making sure we're doing the best we can with what we have. At one point, it became an option for us to consider an organization that has been doing that for a long time and is their area of expertise. And so we engaged with Unidyne on the food side and CoreWorks on the environmental services side to have them help us implement some of those best practices. And so they came in about probably around the May timeframe and did a little bit of pre-work with us. And then we handed over the reins in July. And really the intent of that, like I said, is to find best practices, make sure that we're meeting the regulatory requirements, but ultimately to elevate both of those services. Make sure that when our community members come to our hospital, they have clean rooms, that the facility is as clean as it can be, and that the food is something that they want to have. And as I've said before, I believe that food has a place in the healing process, and so it requires us to pay a little bit more attention to how we make that food, how we present that food, and what that experience really looks like. So they're here to help us do that, and there's some iterative changes going on still. But we're hoping that as we work through the transition over the next even 6 months, we'll have a better product at the end.
Yeah, I can say I eat there almost every day, and the homemade ranch is like, that's it for me. All they needed to do was give me homemade ranch. So from scratch food, we're no longer, moving to that from scratch menu. So
yeah, they have, if you haven't had a breakfast burrito, that's one of my favorites. I had not eaten breakfast there. In fact, I don't know that we had real breakfast there for a long time. And so when Unidyne came in and had a breakfast menu, we decided to go with it. And it's been very popular. And they've done a really good job doing that. It's been a big win for our employees. But certainly, we welcome the community there as well. In fact, Thanksgiving, I know we had the Thanksgiving meal out there ready for the community if they so chose. And then we're also doing the same thing at Christmas. Which I am probably going to come and partake of. So I think it's great that that option exists, not only for our employees and patients, but also other members of our community.
With the addition of Unidyne and CoreWorks for our elevation of our environmental services and our food services, that was a new change for our patients. We made a really big change to bring some exciting technology here to our patients, sure. Kind of at the same time that we welcomed Dr. Hofer.
Yeah, this was an effort to enhance our orthopedics program. So with the addition of Dr. Hofer, joining Dr. Anderson, who's been here part-time and doing a great job for us. Kevin joined us in July. And with that, we felt like this was a great opportunity to inject some additional technology into the program. So we purchased a Mako robot, which allows them to do hips and knee robotic surgery, and really continues to put us at the forefront of technology when we know that it is something that we should. Number of surgeries already done using the Mako robots. We're excited about that. It's just a technology that I think will be well received and hopefully help our patients.
Yes, pretty exciting. It's been lovingly named R2 Knee 2.
So. R2 Knee 2, yeah, that's right. Cute name.
Very cute name, yeah.
Wasn't the one I chose, but that's okay. That's great.
Right, I can't say I voted for that one either, but the people have spoken.
That's right,
and
I think it's wonderful.
Great. Our surgery team kind of pared down some names that our staff chose, mm-hmm. and the community, and the staff got an opportunity to vote. So
very creative.
Yes, it was great. So that staff involvement, that kind of has also been at the forefront for us. We were involved in a laundry list of things this year. Can you just rattle off a few if you're able?
Oh my goodness. There is a long list of opportunities, and you're right. I've always told people that our organization is part of the community, and part of that is getting out there and being a part of the community and more than just than being in our facility. So volunteering has been important. So, there has been a long list of activities that we've been involved in, anywhere from driving golf carts to Meals on Wheels to volunteering for parades. I don't know. Well, there's just all kinds of.
We helped with the South Dakota State Fair cleanup.
Oh, yes.
Several times throughout the year. Day of Caring.
We painted the warming room at the ice rink, which was fun, too.
A ton, Hunger Games. We participate in some of those drives. Mm-hmm. We did Believe Fest. So we collect Kleenexes. We donated to the Humane Society and Salvation Army in February. I think we did a Show Some Love campaign and donated some items to both of those. We did a Plus One Guidance Center drive.
That's right.
Several. So
United Way drive we continue to do. I think the backpack program for the kids was one of those awards we had won last year.
Yeah.
And I was intent on defending our honor with that award, but thankfully another business in the community was able to wrestle that from us.
Right.
But,
I believe Community Counseling beat us.
We're on for next year.
Right. We're on for next year. I think we came in second, so there's still a chance.
I just appreciate the fact that people are participating in those things as a community, right?
Yep.
So it goes for a good cause.
Certainly does.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.